بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the household of Muhammad, the wives of Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in this blessed season of mercy, blessed season of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from time to time, He blesses us with seasons of mercy, where the deeds are multiplied, where Allah's forgiveness will be shown in abundance, in a huge way. Let's take advantage of these 10 days, because these are the best 10 days of the year. If we're going to talk about Hajj, or if we're going to talk about the first days of the Hijjah, or if we're going to talk about that concept, we have to talk about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And if we're going to talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the accomplishment of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how Ibrahim alayhi salam from him had came to us, we must talk about his wife, Hajar alayhi salam. She is the mother of sabr. She is the mother of tawakkul. She is the mother of reliance of Allah, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is the mother of patience. How is that? Ibrahim alayhi salam, he took his wife, Hajar alayhi salam, and his baby son Ismail to Bekka, the valley of Bekka, and later on was called Mecca, from Jerusalem. And he left them there. And as soon as he left them in the valley, he just left, he gave them his back, and he left, going back north to Jerusalem. What happened then? Hajar looked at her husband and he said, Ibrahim, where are you going? Are you leaving us here? And Ibrahim wouldn't answer, alayhi salam. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And then again she asked him, Ibrahim, where are you going? Are you leaving us here? He wouldn't answer. And she asked him at the third time, but then she realized something when she did not get an answer from him. She realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have told him to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do so. As a believing person, as a believing woman, she understood this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she looked at Ibrahim alayhi salam and she said to him, Ya Ibrahim, did your Lord, did Allah ask you to do so? Did Allah command you to do so? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you to leave us here and go? And he looked at her at this point, he said, Bala, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to do that. And look at this believing woman, the woman of reliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says something so profound and so beautiful. In a time of difficulty, everybody must say that. He said, then لن يضيعنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forget about us. If we follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forget about us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forget about those people that they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they forget the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do is difficult. Sometimes staying away from haram is difficult. Sometimes trying to pray 5 times a day on time is difficult on some people. Sometimes fasting Ramadan is difficult. Sometimes giving zakah is difficult. Sometimes staying away from interest is difficult in the time that we're in. Guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, huffatil jannatu bil makarih. Jannah is surrounded with something that we don't like, things that we disliked. وَحُفَّتِ النَّارِ The hellfire surrounded by shahawat, by desires. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to test us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see our reaction. Do we rely on Him? Do we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's be all like the mother of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be all like Hajar alayhi salam. When it's time of difficulty, we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.